Hello, I'm Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, and I'm happy to have the opportunity to address you today. President Obama and I have made strengthening and revitalizing communities across rural America one of our top priorities here at USDA. And renewable energy production, including biodiesel, must be a critical part of this effort. Producing renewable energy here at home will create well-paying jobs in communities across rural America, and it will offer opportunities for farmers and ranchers to benefit from markets for agricultural byproducts. Also help combat global warming and end our dependence on foreign oil. USDA and the rest of the administration are working on short and long-term efforts to make a green energy future a reality. Now, it goes without saying that the biodiesel industry was hit hard by the current economic recession and the lapse of the biodiesel tax credit. I know how important the extension of the biodiesel tax credit is, and I am hopeful that Congress will work to support it sooner rather than later. And I should remind you that USDA is able to refinance existing investments in renewable fuels to preserve jobs in your plants. But we're also building for the future. Last year, USDA worked hard to meet President Obama's 30-day deadline to expedite implementation of the energy title of the 2008 Farm Bill to support renewable energy. Last week, the Biofuels Interagency Working Group released their first report. I represented USDA in the group, which President Obama created to help coordinate efforts across the federal government. And our initial report outlined strategies for supporting the existing biofuels industry while accelerating the establishment and commercialization of a more sustainable future for advanced biofuels. Also last week, the EPA announced the RFS2, which brings biomass-based biodiesel to the table and sets a requirement for the production of at least 1 billion gallons annually beginning in 2012. As a whole, the RFS2 is an important opportunity for rural America. It's expected to increase farmers' incomes by $13 billion annually by 2022. I know that some of my colleagues at EPA are joining your conference to help explain the rules associated with the RFS2, and USDA is prepared to use our core competencies, research, our lending arms, and existing payment programs to ensure that the American industry meets those mandates set by the RFS2. USDA's research arms working on science to speed the development and commercialization of second and third generation biofuels are so important. We're helping to develop regional feedstock research teams to find ways for every part of the country to contribute to increased production. And at the recently created National Institute for Food and Agriculture, we're going to focus our science dollars on rapidly improving the amount and quality of plant-based feedstocks. And our Agricultural Research Service has labs in 6 states working on bioenergy research and providing analysis to address economic, environmental, and social challenges to the advanced biofuels industry. Now, I also wanted to update you on the Biomass Crop Assistance Program, or BCAP, which has already begun to make payments, matching payments, to folks delivering biomass to eligible biomass conversion facilities. Now, to date, we've qualified nearly 450 conversion facilities for this program, and we just announced the rule for the program. Now, finally, I want to briefly mention the energy and climate change legislation currently being considered in the U.S. Senate, which will, of course, have an impact on the biodiesel industry. This administration is committed to passing legislation that will put America back in control of our energy future and make us far more energy independent. A strong energy and climate bill gives us an opportunity to make clean energy a more profitable kind of energy, but it also is a win for farmers, ranchers, and forest landowners. 2 studies, one at USDA and another at the University of Tennessee, indicate that billions of dollars of additional income will be available to farmers as we properly structure this new climate and energy legislation. Well, thank you so much for letting me speak with you all. I have no doubt that biodiesel will play an important role in building a 21st century economy and in revitalizing America's rural communities. And I want to commend you for your efforts to continue to embrace innovation and science and to lead the way towards that better future for your communities and for our country.